Welcome to Savvy Investor. I'm talking with some of our, I think for most families growing up in America, one of the best programs for families of my generation. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic. I have Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. I have Tim Allen here and Richard Karn. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, you know, I know you get a lot of flack for the political side of your thing, and I know you're leaning a little bit more left, and you can't see this because we're on radio, but, you know, Richard's a little bit more Democrat.
Sitting to the left.
Yeah, sitting to the left. So how did that work on stage? I mean, now you guys are working together again, so does that...
We kibitz all, but they say...
We don't bring it into the actual show too
he's
much.
He's like my favorite kind of lefty. He listens. And he listens to me, and then the voices, you don't get, you go snippy. The people behind me get a little more right. I think the people behind him get a little more left. I said, I listen to what he has to say. And I said, yeah, I basically am an anarchist.
Oh, I like you even more.
Yeah, I've never been a big proponent. I said, when I was in college, I literally was a Marxist.
Right.
He said, that's as left-wing as you can get. So I recognize what's going on here about all this. It's the base of it. But when I was a kid, I kind of liked Socrates' idea that there should be a philosopher king. I don't think president should be an elected position. It should be an earned position. Top of your school, physical school, spiritual schools. You got to go to like a monastery. You got to be top of your physical class, male or female, philosophy. So it's all about ambition and virtue, bigger goals, and they get whoever's the winner gets to be president.
Right.
So he's not elected. He doesn't owe anybody any favors. All it does is
but
when he
gets... For how long?
For four years, okay. And it could be 8 years, but it should be philosopher king. I don't think a president's a bad idea.
But what Tim loved to do when we were doing the show was we would be kind of like in a little bit of a break. We're about to go do something, but he'd go... What about those damn forests? You know, what's that cleaning up? They should be cleaned up. Yeah, you know. Oh, okay, go. and you know, my mind's going.
Because he thinks, I said, I was a philosophy major in college. So a lot of this is perspective. And no matter if I just question it, and I said, I've said this before, I've known the Clintons. In the nicest way, they're a gentle couple. I used to send them Christmas gifts when he was in the White House, and they'd send letters back. And I know them. I just didn't feel Hillary Clinton would make a good president. Like her personally, just didn't feel it. So the other option was Donald Trump.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'll vote for him. I didn't think it was going to become it's like winning the Super Bowl to me, and the other team never accepted that.
Right, right. Well, they just shake their hands.
They just, the goalposts were wrong. But the Super Bowl's over. Get another, wait on the next Super Bowl. It was 4 years of bitching about the score. And eventually, it was funny at first. And then if you didn't like the score, like I said, the Super Bowl's over. You're a communist. You, wait a minute, stop. It's done. This is not how you reelect a guy. You don't take him out of office. What country do you think this is?
So now, when do we get to see the outtakes, right? Because I got to think the outtakes of either Tool Time or your new show.
I don't know if the outtakes are as appropriate as they were on Home Improvement.
No.
Home Improvement came out of written mistakes and like that. Well, the stuff that comes out of our
because the Seminary card got very dramatic. It wasn't designed to be remote. It was designed to be in a big studio with the people we could interact with,
right.
The builders.
Assembly required.
Yes.
Right,
assembly
right.
required. The new show on History Channel, because of this rash, as my neighbor lady is 90, I don't want to get that rash.
That rash.
And because of COVID, they had to go on location. It also opened up a world. We got to see their shops. And it was very stressful for a variety of reasons. Sometimes the video feed would go down, and we had Wi-Fi problems. We had people on the staff going,
because Wi-Fi around the country isn't all the same.
Can you see what's happening? I go, we got half of it. And so we had to really think on our feet. And I'd never done this before. And thank God, Mr. Theater, I've done some theater, but Richard was
he's done stand-up. And like it or not, you have to think on your feet sometimes.
In both conditions. Yeah, yeah.
This one required a lot of...
He just needed to know he could do it. He hadn't
done it yet.
I've never
done the director over... Every time he'd see me swearing and going off, he goes, you never done this before, have you? And I go, well, I don't know what I'm doing. We're seeing sometimes the screen would just pop, go away, and we're talking, and you can hear him, and you wouldn't see him. As we got 5-6 into it...
Right.
Everything settled down. Craft service got better.
Yeah. And I think next year,
Are you guys going to do another season? Fantastic.
We want to do another season. The creators are going, do we do it the same way? It was a little peculiar. It wasn't what Kate Fox and I... The creative side of it was originally was designed to just really encourage people that fix stuff.
Right.
And I wanted to move... From the political, people talk too much. MSNBC, CNN, everybody just talks too much. They're not doing anything.
Right.
It's like I said, politics today is like putting your car in neutral and flooring it. It's running. It sounds like it's doing something. But you're just wrecking the motor. You got to put it in gear and gauge. These people that we, on Assembly Group Car, you tell them something peculiar is broken, and they start whining about it. They go, let me see it. And they engage and they do something.
Right.
And that's what it started. And it got emotional. We'd see people break down how they fix stuff. Sometimes it was a mistake. You could tell right in a bit. You're planning too much. Some planned too little.
Right.
And some people engage in the problem, get halfway through it, and go, oh, God, I'm out of time. And
well, the first build was only 90 minutes. And we say only 90 minutes because... it came down to the wire.
It came down to the wire.
Well, I bet.
And people would panic. And what you'd love, it became motivational that
one guy drilled into his finger.
One guy caught himself on fire. And then,
sometimes
you'd people like that. I can't remember her name. She did the jacuzzi? Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
She just thought her, and then she just did it. She just engaged the personalities. People that I have a very good friend who's 90. I don't want to say it because she'll hear it.
The one with the rash.
No, okay. This is another woman that ran all of properties in New York.
Okay.
Well before women did stuff like
right.
this. And you meet her, and I don't say it like this. She's not a woman or a man. She's a doer.
Right.
And it's sexless.
Right.
And she's a wonderful, gorgeous woman and a mother and a wife, and her husband just passed away. He was a surgeon general for five presidents. And she's... What a marvelous head. When she gets, she's a wonderful feminine beauty, but all of a sudden she'll go, and this, and now you see her focus.
Right, right.
And this is the show that surprised me anyway, that Assembly Required, when we got into it, all of a sudden both of us are watching these people, and you get invested in how much they
and
put into
doing.
This.
And you want to, because you want to respect their, you know.
Right. Well, but they're passionate about it, like you said. I mean, you can see how excited they get.
And I wanted to encourage that. And originally I was so disappointed on so many levels about those two lunatics that shot everybody in Columbine. And I remember being a very troubled boy. And if I hadn't had the mentor, I even get emotional thinking about it. It was two older guys that didn't judge me and steered me away from horrible
some of the mistakes.
Like, there's something about evil and Nazis and stuff and machine guns that there was power in that when I was a certain age. And these guys steered me away from that into something else.
Right.
And I think about all the youth, the young men that don't have mentors. And that's how this started. I want to encourage, especially troubled kids, to get out of their head and get into your hands and do something.
Right.
Engage life and fix things.
Well, more than the computers and the little thumbs going back and forth.
That's where this whole thing got started and we did that. The change up because of COVID, the rash, is we had to go to their house rather than controlling the environment, and magic happened. We were able to see, number one, I'm shocked at some people's personal shops. We'd go there and go,
They had incredible.
Incredible things. Shops, and some guy in his garage, one guy was making it with the Polynesian thing.
He was into tiki.
Tiki stuff. You go, what is in, what's it? And me, I'm going, what is that machine? One guy had a CNC machine. In his garage, what do you make tool and die with?
He'd use fire to paint the
one
wood.
One guy hand hammered stuff.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Wait, you know, I 7,000 hits with a hammer. I go, what the hell?
And he counts them.
Well, he built, and I bought that one. He bought a flamethrower.
Oh, did you buy it from him?
Because it looked like a dragon.
It was beautiful. It was
beautiful.
A beautiful piece of art.
And the guys that would combine art, I'm a Porsche design freak, where form follows function.
Right.
This is what it looks like when it works best. And you go, God, that's kind of ugly. And then you add a little bit of style to it. You don't make a styling exercise and see if it can make it
work. Did you know there was a major mistake with my flamethrower?
Yeah.
no one told me that there was an extra button to kick in to a higher,
hotter. No, because they wanted me to win.
Hotter frame.
I paid people big money. It costs.
At least that I can respect.
At least I want Richard to lose, and I want to lose bad. Because I am Tim the Tool Man. Al doesn't win.
I had this thing that looked like you bought it out of the DOD. You know, it looked like it was something that would have been with a Marine.
P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, the P-51 Mustang. He did.
It was gorgeous.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
And the idea that we haven't gotten to because they didn't know how to transition. I wonder what people that fix stuff small would do about the homeless.
Right.
If you just all of a sudden said, now, what would you do about the homeless or whatever income inequality is, whatever that means? How would a fixer go, well, let me see. Let me... Like I wish that my accounting department ran the state of California.
Oh well, I wish an accountant ran pretty much every
government
agency.
Well, remember the movie
Dave?
When he brought in his accountant, he says, "God, if I ran my business like..."
Well, this is what I said. If you even had, I want to have sequestered 12 individuals, men and women, that have balanced a budget, whether it's a home, hospital, or a small business, and they're sequestered. No one knows who they are, and they get the state budget of California. And they go, all right, you can't do this, you couldn't do this, this is the glide path to get it right.
Right.
And California would have to do it. What would proper fiscal management look like? Because I remember one of my buddies, we know, he moved out. He got so frustrated with California because he started, he's one of the accountants in Sacramento. He goes, it's a joke. He said, I want everybody, let's start with the simplest thing so we all know we're on the same page. 2 + 2 = 4. And somebody went, not always.
Not always. Yeah.
And he goes, no, he thought he was kidding. He goes, we just start there. He goes, no, sometimes it's 6. Because if we amortize what we think our expenditures are going to be past and we push it forward, like, no. We got to start with 2 + 2 = 4. I'm an accountant. It never equals 6. Not always. Sometimes we're projecting what we think we're going to make in the future. He goes, no, you can't do that.
Killing me.
You're killing me with this. And he quit Sacramento. He said, you can't.
All right. So I have one question before we wrap up.
Okay.
So I know you love hot rods. I know you love cars. Wild Hogs, did you actually ride the motorcycles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Some of us better than others.
Some better than others?
Travolta's great.
Okay.
Macy and I ride sport bikes.
Okay.
Martin did it, but sometimes when the cut was done, Martin would just stop and he'd get off his bike and just kind of roll. I go, and I'm doing my scene. I run into him more than once because they had us on that highway at a pretty high rate of speed for actors. And there's a pole, there's a camera on a antenna, but it's
okay.
There's a movable, and the camera's right here, and there's a truck way up there, and it's going person to person. That when we get hit, then the one of the scenes, we're going 45, 50 miles an hour, and there's a camera moving around. You're supposed to keep, right. You know, Travolta could stand on the stupid thing. When he first came to L.A., that's how we got around. So it was second to him. I've ridden sport bikes, never Harleys like that. And I said, Macy, really good at it. Martin, we all got good at it. But yeah, they wanted us all on the bikes.
Perfect. Guys, it was just absolutely wonderful conversation. It was great round of golf with you today, Al.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I
had a
sick
great
my
time.
Stomach.
Oh, we're playing tomorrow, Tim.
Yeah, playing tomorrow. All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us today.
All right.
Thank you.